welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to signgreenshow.com. That's signgreenshow.com. All the latest interviews, all the news is definitely there at signgreenshow.com. Make sure you stalk me on Facebook as well as Sign Green Show Media. And if you want to check me out on Twitter, I'm on Twitter as well as at Sign Green Show. New week, new set of movies, new movie news. And with that, I'm going to bring in managing editor at movies.com, the contributing editor at fandango.com, Eric Davis. He's all around entertainment guru for the Sign Green Show. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Same old. So, all right, we got a couple of things here. You were at South by Southwest. First of all, how was it and what were the things that stood out to you?
South by Southwest was really fun this year, and they had a lot of stuff there. One thing that stood out was a midnight screening of Furious 7, which doesn't sound like the kind of film you would expect at an indie film festival. But I feel like South by Southwest has become more than just an indie film festival. I think it's kind of a film festival that showcases up-and-coming films as well as films that are coming out soon, Furious 7 being one of them. And it was crazy, man. It was like a rock concert, that screening. People were screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering. Cool movie. I think if you're a fan of the franchise, you're really going to dig this. Because it ties in a lot of the other movies in some really fun ways. Crazy action sequences, as you've probably seen from the trailers. The action sequences just keep going and building and building and building. And a really nice, respectful send-off for Paul Walker that's going to leave you feeling a little emotional at the end.
All right, great, great, great. Is there anything else at South by Southwest that stood out to you?
You know, I saw a work-in-progress screening of Judd Apatow's new movie, Trainwreck. Judd Apatow did Knocked Up and 40-Year-Old Virgin, those movies. And this movie is really funny, maybe his funniest movie yet. Amy Schumer stars, Bill Hader stars, LeBron James, of all people, is in this film, and he steals every scene he's in. He's so funny. So that film comes out in July. Put it on your radar. Also saw a really cool horror comedy called The Final Girls, about this girl who gets trapped inside an 80s, like, Friday the 13th kind of horror movie, like her and all her friends.
Oh, wow.
So it's really fun to see characters from, like, a 2015 horror movie get trapped inside an 80s horror movie. Really funny script, very inventive. So I really like that, too.
All right, great. And all right, let's transition over to movies.com. All right, we got the Maggie trailer. Arnold Schwarzenegger in a zombie movie. I never thought I would hear those two words together. What did you think about it, and does this show promise?
It definitely shows promise. It's something different from Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's not like your typical zombie movie. It ain't like The Walking Dead or anything. It seems like a low-key, somber, more indie zombie movie than anything. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a father whose daughter is infected. Abigail Breslin plays the daughter. She's infected with some kind of virus that's slowly turning her into a zombie, and he just wants to protect her at all costs from the people who want to, like, get at her and put her in quarantine and maybe even kill her. So it's kind of like a father protecting his daughter movie. Really interesting trailer. Definitely check it out. It's premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival, actually, in April before it hits theaters in May. I'm going to try to see it in New York. And so I'll let you know if I do and what I thought.
All right, great. And also, one movie that made a nice amount of money this year was 50 Shades of Grey. And they're going to be releasing, I'm guessing, an unrated trailer. And it's supposed to be like a bunch of extra things with this DVD Blu-ray set. What should we expect from this?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours of special commentary. Also, if you get the Blu-ray, there's an unrated cut of the film. I'm not sure exactly what more is added to make it so unrated. I do know that you're going to get an alternate ending for the film, which is also pretty interesting. So I think that comes out. There's a digital HD version that comes out May 1st, and then the DVD and the Blu-ray, and it goes on demand on May 8th. But if you want to see that alternate ending and the unrated version, then you got to pick up the Blu-ray and check that out. So if you're a fan, bring it home.
Yeah, and also one thing about 50 Shades, I read a story, and there was a few scenes that were taken out of the movie that people that actually read the book, they were like, they should have really kept it in. So it'll be, you know, kind of crazy to see if they add those scenes in the extras, you know.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm not exactly sure what all extra is in it, but there could be a little bit more sort of stuff that maybe was too hot for theaters, let's just say.
Right. So now X-Files return to television. Now, is it Mulder and Scully? Are they coming back, or is this going to be a totally different X-Files?
Yeah, no, it's going to be Mulder and Scully. David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, they're returning. I think it's going to be about a 6-episode season, and they're going to test it out and finish it up, possibly, the series, and see what kind of legs it has. And it'll be interesting to see, you know. And what this means, too, is that you'll probably see the X-Files show up on a Netflix or a Hulu. You'll see all the past episodes show up. So this way people can kind of dive back into the series, watch all the episodes leading up to the new series. It starts production this summer. I expect us to probably see it sometime in 2016 on Channel 5. Or, well, Fox. Fox 5 by me, but whatever Fox is by you.
Yeah, it'd be Fox 32 here in Chicago. Now, one thing, you brought up Netflix, and one of the things that really gripes me about Netflix is that they have these really awesome shows, right? And if you're like me, you don't have the time to really sit there and watch it, you know, day by day. You may have that one weekend that you can sit there, you can binge watch all the episodes, like a House of Cards. Now, the problem with House of Cards, and it's a very good show, is the length of time in between seasons. Are there any indications that they may ramp up more filming so they can have more episodes and not that much long of a wait in between?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You know, for a lot of these shows, it's you have to wait about a year. And it's not just Netflix. If you look at HBO, too, I remember we would go sometimes for, what, like a year and a half, almost 2 years between, like, Soprano seasons. So, you know, they do spend some extra time. And I'm okay, to be honest with you, I'm okay when it's these shows that have such good quality that you feel like it's almost like a movie, you know, that you're watching week after week. I'm okay with waiting a little bit longer for that, because all it's going to do is build your anticipation even more, so that way the payoff is going to be even better. You know, if they're churning them out, you know you're going to lose quality on that. And as much as you want to see them hurry up and get there, it's almost better that they do take their time. You know, like a fine wine, man. You know, you got to let that thing age a little bit. Let your anticipation build and see. And you know what? What they are doing is they're ramping up the number of shows they do. So even though you have to wait a little bit of a long time to see the next season of House of Cards, then you're getting other stuff in between. Like Marvel is about to debut their first show on Netflix, Daredevil,
yes,
in April. That's going to be cool.
I think it's April 15th, by the way.
Yep.
And I can't wait for that. Now we're talking about comic books. Let's move on to Jesse Eisenberg. There's a picture on movies.com that shows him as Superman's arch nemesis, Lex Luthor. I think it's spot on. I love it. But one thing that I'm really griping about is a trailer. I never had to wait this long for a trailer. When can we expect a trailer from Dawn of Justice?
Well, you know what's funny about that is that you think that you're waiting so long, but they pushed this movie back to 2016. The end of March 2016. So actually, a year from this week is when it's going to come out. And we don't usually start seeing trailers. Maybe we see a trailer a year out, but it's a very small trailer. I'm going to tell you when we're probably going to see the first trailer. I thought we were going to see it on the one-year anniversary, possibly before the movie hits theaters. But I think we're going to see it when Mad Max Fury Road hits theaters on May 15th. It's going to be a Warner Brothers film. Because Batman vs. DC Superman is a Warner Brothers film.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see it most likely with Mad Max Fury Road. It makes sense because it gives that movie a bit more of a reason for people to go see it, to see the new Batman trailer. And also it'll be a week after the Avengers Age of Ultron hits theaters. So they're going to be kind of be piggybacking on the superhero hype coming off that movie. So look for it, the first maybe teaser trailer in May.
Oh, God, okay. I was going to go see Mad Max Fury Road anyway, because the last time we really talked about Mad Max was when the first trailer came out, and we were both pumped up about seeing it. So I'm going to go see it anyway. So that's even the added incentive for me to go see it and get a, you know, go to movies.com or go to Fandango.com and actually pre-order a ticket. Now, all right, great. So we got two good movies coming out, hopefully, this week. What do we got coming out?
Well, your funny one is Get Hard, Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart. I actually spoke to them on the red carpet at South by Southwest. They were pretty excited for this movie, and Will Ferrell plays a millionaire who kind of gets sentenced to go to prison and thinks he's got to get hard, you know, kind of build muscle and kind of learn the ropes of prison. So he goes to the first black guy that he can find, thinking that he knows how to train somebody for prison. And it's the complications that ensue from that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I spoke to Kevin Hart on that red carpet, and he thinks that there's more of a message behind the film. You know, don't judge people by the color of their skin. Don't judge people by who you think they are, because usually they're not, you know. So it's an interesting movie, also very, very silly.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell got his star on the Walk of Fame. That happened yesterday, so that's good for Will Ferrell there.
He's made enough movies.
Yeah,
you know, you'd think by now he'd have a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah. So all right, what else we got coming out?
Then you also have a family movie called Home, and this is about an alien who sort of escapes to Earth, trying to hide from their own race, and they meet up with a human who's on her own adventure, and they kind of go through all kinds of craziness together. Rihanna is in this film, Steve Martin, Jennifer Lopez, Jim Parsons. They do a lot of the voices. Cute little movie, cute for the kids, especially kids out there who like movies about animated aliens.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy to see Rihanna kind of toned down, because, you know, I'm so used to seeing Rihanna, you know, just totally no holds barred at being as provocative as possible. And since she's in this movie, she's really toned down. She's got clothes on now, and she's not, you know, cussing. You don't see her smoking a blunt somewhere. So I think it's pretty cool, and I can't wait to see that. And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and a contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you check out fandango.com, and also go to movies.com to check out that Maggie trailer with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Check that out. If you want to look at Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, make sure you check out movies.com. All the good stuff there is at movies.com. And if you want to stalk Eric Davis on Twitter, make sure you do that. It's at Eric Davis. Thank you so much for joining us, man. You've been a big help to the Sean Green Show.
You got it, man. Be good.
And we'll be back right after this.